Welcome to Christ Church Manchester Sermon Podcast. CCM is one church that meets every Sunday in various locations across Manchester. For more information about who we are or about our Sunday meetings, please visit www.christchurchmanchester.com.
So Andy and Victoria came to my home and we had a meal together. We shared together with Evie and I, and we were just talking and chatting, and it was a great privilege for Andy to say, "Would you like to come and to speak at CCM Gorton?" To be honest with you, I didn't know what to expect. I work at Oasis. I don't really know anything necessarily about the Gorton area. Many of the people who come to the centre, they talk about Gorton as if I know everywhere. And when I say I don't know certain places, they look at me kind of thinking, "Where are you from? How come you don't know this place?" And I've driven past this place a few times in my route onto work, but I've never been inside. I've got to be honest with you, it's a bit of a culture shock. You see, I'm from Ratcliffe, and there's a bit of a culture shock in Ratcliffe as well. We're very different. But what is beautiful is that when you have a body of people to come together who worship God together, there's something that is uniquely kind of just, well, can I describe family?
Yeah.
I don't know you, but I know you. Does that make sense? That perhaps I've not seen you, this long-lost relative, this person I don't really recognise, but there's something that I see and connect, and I think, wait a minute, there's something that connects us. Yeah. And for me, that's Jesus. The sacrifice that we've just remembered through the breaking of bread together, it's his blood over our lives that makes us family. And so this morning I want to share a few things with you. I was given a topic to talk about, and so I'm going to stick to that topic and challenge you with a few things. And I want you to think, I always find myself in a conversation when I talk with you that, to be honest with you, this conversation needs to continue. What I talk about this morning, you need to continue this conversation with yourselves, because actually, if this is the only input or the kind of output that you get from the Word of God, then actually you're missing out on so much more. In the early church, they have these conversations together about the Word of God over and over again. They share the stories of Jesus with one another. They know the stories, but they share it over and over again because it means something to them, and it begins to change and impact and change their lives. It is good to be with you this morning, and it's great to have Evie with me this morning. Evie is my girlfriend, and she's sat there in the red checked top there, smiling away at me and looking around, and she'll hate me afterwards for saying all this. Now, if you don't know Evie, and some of you have met Evie, Evie isn't from Gorton, Evie isn't from Bury or Radcliffe, Evie is from Latvia. Latvia's a long way. Anybody been to Latvia? No. Anybody at all? Just me and Evie. Now, Latvia is a beautiful country. It's very Eastern Europe. It was occupied by Russia for many, many years. But it's a beautiful place. But Latvia is very different to the United Kingdom. Very different to the United Kingdom. It has its own language, which I speak.
Really?
No. I've been going to Latvia for 9 years. The way I speak is like, Evie says, I speak like a two-year-old when it comes to speaking Latvian. It has its own language, it has its own culture, it has its own way of living that is very different to the United Kingdom. For an example, if you go to someone's home in Latvia, well, if you go, you've always got to bring a gift. You can't go to someone's home without bringing a gift. I find it very frustrating. For me to go to someone's home, if they invite you, well, they've invited me, I'll come. I will share a meal with you, I'll eat with you, but I don't have to bring a gift. But for Evie, oh, no, no, no. You can't go to someone else's home unless you bring a gift, whether that be flowers, whether that be chocolates, or strangely enough, in Latvia, whether that be sardines. Sardines, they bring it as a gift. It's very different. It's got a different culture. There's something else that's very culturally different in Latvia. Never, never take the last piece of cake off the table. So if there's a plate full of cake and you're eating it and it's there and there's just one last piece, don't you dare take that last piece, because nobody takes that last piece. And when they serve a banana, they don't serve you a banana. They cut it into slices with the skin left on. It's so different. Always take your shoes off when you're going to home. This is just a little travel tip today. This is what I'm kind of doing for you. Little travel tip if you're going to Latvia. Always take your shoes off if you're going to someone's home. Never walk around in the home with your shoes on. And if it's cold, which it does, because in winter it can get up to minus 27, they will give you socks to wear or slippers to wear as you go into their home. Don't ask where they come from. Just wear them. And if you're in the countryside of Latvia, if you're in places that don't know anything outside of Latvia, when you go there, one of the things that is so different to here, if you buy something, never hand them the money that you're going to pay with. It's so offensive. So if I was to purchase something and gave them money with my hand, they would be horrified. In actual fact, a friend of mine did it and was shouted at so much. Never hand it to them. Put it on a tray. You have a little tray. Put it on the tray. And Latvia is so different to here. In actual fact, Latvia is not only just a different country, it's a different way of living. It's a different kind of kingdom to the United Kingdom. Which links with a conversation that Jesus has with a crowd of people that are gathering around listening to him. It's in Matthew chapter 5. If you've got a Bible, you can have a read about it. If you've not got one with you, get one, get hold of one, have a read of it yourself. Matthew chapter 5, and Jesus talks about this beautiful life. He talks about this beautiful way of living. Or in actual fact, as many people talk about it, he talks about this kingdom way of living, a different kingdom to the kingdom of this world. And Jesus says this: God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they'll inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they'll be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, they'll be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they'll see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they'll be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you're my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad. For a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. You are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It'll be thrown out and trampled underfoot as useless. Here's Jesus having this conversation with this crowd of people that's gathered around on this mountainside. And he sits and he talks with them and engages with them in this new way of living. A different kingdom to the kingdom they were living already. A different set of rules, a different set of lifestyles, a different way of doing things in the world that they live. And if you read about it and you think about it for a moment, the way Jesus talks about things is so different to the way culture says about things. Blessed are those who are poor. Well, that makes no sense. Surely it's the opposite of that. Blessed are those who mourn. Well, that can't be right, can it? And yet Jesus begins to say, the kingdom of God is very different to the kingdom that you live in. Like the kingdom of Latvia is very different to the kingdom of the United Kingdom. You see, Jesus is saying to this crowd of followers, these people who are listening, if you follow me, there's a different way to the way you're living right now. And he actually says that actually, if you follow me and you live this way, you need to understand that this way is a beautiful way of living. It's a beautiful kingdom. And he's setting out all these kind of beautiful life, this way to live a beautiful life. He kind of builds on the conversation and he says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. You. This crowd of people listening. You are the salt of the earth. Perhaps not so much today, but I remember my grandma saying something like, ooh, you know Barbara next door? Oh, she's lovely, is Barbara. Barbara would do anything for you. Barbara is amazing. Do you know what? Barbara would do anything. She wouldn't say a bad thing about anybody else. And she's lovely. She's the salt of the earth, that one. Has anybody else heard that saying?
Yeah.
The salt of the earth, that one. The salt of the earth. Meaning someone who's very honest. Someone who's good. Someone who's just. Someone who's down to earth. Somebody who's grounded, somebody who's not rude, somebody who's not big-headed, just someone, well, who is salt of the earth. Is that what Jesus is saying? When Jesus is gathering these people around him, he says, you're the salt of the earth. Is that what he's saying to those people who are listening? He's saying, hey guys, thanks so much for coming out and sitting on this hillside and listening to me talk. Guys, you're amazing. You're the salt of the earth. Or was Jesus saying something more than that? Was he going deeper than the meaning that we think of when we think of salt of the earth? Was he expressing something else about his kingdom and what it means to live in his kingdom? I've got to be honest with you, there's lots of clever people who look at these verses and look at the things that Jesus says. And they go into all different ways of what this actually means. They pull out all sorts of suggestions about what Jesus is actually referring to. And there's lists and lists and lists of things who are people a lot more clever than me who look into it. But actually the reality is, we don't actually know what he meant. Here endeth the lesson. No, we don't actually know what he means. There's all sorts of things that he could have meant when he said these words. And so I kind of, this morning, just want to go through a few and, well, I don't know, for you to have a look at a few suggestions. And perhaps you make up your own mind this morning of exactly what it means to you. You see, in Jesus' day, salt was very valuable. It's not like it is today. It's not like you can just get it for like a few pence just off the counter in Asda or Tesco or wherever it might be. It's not something that was just something that we don't really think about, that we just kind of throw away. It's not something that it was something that was so valuable. It was something that had worth. In actual fact, it's where our word salary comes from. It's salt money. That's where it comes from. Salt money, salary. That's where our word derives from. And you see, in Jesus' day, salt was really valuable. It had so much value and worth. And salt was needed in order for the world to work the way that it was supposed to work. You see, in Jesus' day, salt was highly regarded. It was highly sought after. It was highly prized. Was Jesus saying the same thing to those who were listening? To those who were listening to his words, he's saying, you are the salt of the earth. You who are listening today, you have value and you have worth. Was he saying to the people of that day, you are actually people who are needed. You are actually the ones who make this world a better place. That actually you are not only liked, but you are loved. You are highly prized. Unfortunately today, we're often told that we have no value. We are often told that we have no purpose in life. We're often told that we are insignificant unless we are famous or wealthy or educated or influential. It's often put upon us that in today's society, well, you have no worth, that you're not needed. But actually, some of us feel the world would be better off without us. Or even worse, no one would notice if we've gone. But Jesus says otherwise. Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. See, Jesus' kingdom is very different to the kingdom of this world. Or perhaps he was referring to salt as something else. Perhaps he was referring to salt as a preservative. You know, salt preserves food. It makes it last longer so that it doesn't go off. Salt is added so things don't rot or deteriorate. Was he saying to the crowds of people that were listening, If you live this beautiful life that I'm talking about, then you'll actually preserve what I have for you. If you believe the Bible story of how sin enters into the world, you'll see that sin enters into our world because of our own stupid, selfish choices. That actually through our own thoughts, actions and deeds, we've actually spoiled what was good. In other words, we've ruined something that was perfect and it's been rotting ever since. The Bible tells us elsewhere that the earth groans because of our sin. Could it be that when Jesus is talking about his kingdom, as he talks about this new way of living, as he talks about you are salt, that he's saying that actually you can stop the rot in this world? Or could it be that Jesus was talking about flavor? After all, he does go on to say, doesn't he, what's the point of salt if it's lost its flavor? If you know anything about me, I love food. I love food very much. And one of those foods that I like, and perhaps I shouldn't like, is crisps. Amen. I love crisps. Am I the only one who loves crisps?
I love crisps.
Thanks for calling people. I'm with you in the back there. Yeah. I wish I'd stopped off, got some crisps. We'd just dish them out right now. I love crisps. Every type of flavour of crisps, except bacon, okay? Weirdly, they repeat on me, but that's a personal thing. I love every type of flavour of crisps, even a different kingdom kind of crisp, which is Latvian, dill-flavoured or mushroom-flavoured. Yeah, okay. So, I love... strange looks from you. Some are going, mushroom? Some of you are going, dill? What is that? I love all these different types of crisps. And when I go to my parents, I have a great relationship with my parents. When I go to my parents, the first thing that I do to go to my parents is I say hello. I say hello to their dog. And then I go into their kitchen and look for something to eat. That's what I do when I go and see my parents. Hi, how are you? And as I'm passing through, I just go into the kitchen to raid their cupboards to look for something to eat. And often what I find to eat is
crisps.
But my parents, well, they're a little bit strange. And I say that in the nicest way. Because they don't have normal crisps. They have not just plain crisps. They have unsalted crisps. Literally just potato that has been crisped. Has anyone seen them? They have a little blue packet inside the packet. Smith's crisps. There they are. They have these Smith's crisps. There are these crisps that you open up. And actually inside is just a crisp. It's just a potato that's fried with nothing added to it. And there's a little blue packet that you add the salt to yourself. Now, I don't know whether you've tried them without salt on. Anyone?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They're edible. They're okay. They're a bit cardboardy. But you know, they're all right, and you kind of eat them, but it's a bit bland. It's as if it's missing out on something. It's as if they could be so much more. And you find that blue packet, and you tear the blue packet, and you empty the salt. And then what do you do, Alan? You shake the packet. Make sure you hold the top of the packet, otherwise your crisps go everywhere. Fundamental error. You shake the packet, and what happens when you open it? Every crisp is covered in salt.
Hallelujah.
And when you taste it, it tastes so much different. No longer is it that plain crisp that's okay, but just kind of missing out. It's something else. It's as if, have you put the salt on those crisps? They've come alive. Finally, the crisp is what it's supposed to be. Yeah. Full of flavour. Have you ever wondered why life can, well, sometimes just be dull? Have you ever wondered why life sometimes can be just so monotonous? Have you ever wondered why life just seems so grey? Have you ever wondered why sometimes in life you feel like you're just missing out on something, that for some reason your life isn't as full or as flavoured as it should be, that you're constantly feeling unsatisfied and unfulfilled? And so often many of us make mistakes by trying to fill that satisfaction with something else, only to feel even more unfulfilled. Could it be that we've actually settled for a bland life, a non-salted life, a life that is not beautiful, and a life that is not filled with flavour. Is that what Jesus is talking about? If you follow me, if you believe me, and you walk in my way, you are the salt of the earth. Your life is no longer what it was, bold and bland. Your life is no longer settling for something that it's not supposed to be, but actually your life can come alive. Jesus said elsewhere, I've come to give you life, and life in abundance. In other words, Jesus has come to add flavor to our lives. Because as you are now isn't how you're supposed to be. Have you ever tried to change something when your heart isn't in it? Have you ever tried to do something when actually your heart isn't in it? You're kind of doing it because you feel like you have to do it, but your heart isn't in it. But it feels like hard work, doesn't it? Like, I've got to be honest with you, I'm not very good with DIY. And if I have to do some DIY stuff, my heart really isn't in it. And so I attempt it, I start it, and I might not finish it, or I make quite a bad job of it. But if my heart is into something, well, I give it my all. I give it everything I have. And it's the same, this kind of living that Jesus talks about. This kingdom living that he says about following him and his ways. It's the same. If your heart isn't in it, then you're just going to find it tough. But actually, if you give him your heart, then it begins to change the way that you live. You see, the change starts within, rather than just doing it outwardly first. It starts within. It's like the crisp packet. It starts all within the crisp packet. The flavour is added within that packet. And it's shaken up. And it's sprinkled into every area of that packet. And it's the same with us, that if we will give him our heart, then actually the flavour is added to our lives internally within. And actually for some of us it's a bit of a shaking up. It's so different. But actually it begins to impact and flavour every area of our lives. When I think about it, and perhaps when Jesus was talking about you're the salt of the earth, he meant all of those things and more. Because that's just like Jesus. Because none of us are the same. Every one of us is very different. Every one of us is a different story and a different way of living. Every one of us has a different background and culture. Every single one of us has a different kind of upbringing. We have our own stories. We have our own complications. We have our own hopes and dreams. And perhaps some of you this morning feel absolutely worthless and a complete waste of time. Well, Jesus says otherwise. He says you're the salt of the earth. Because that's the way his kingdom works. Because in his kingdom, every life matters. Everyone is loved. And everyone is needed. And everyone is wanted. And perhaps you're here this morning feeling like, well, actually, I've just messed up. I've caused so much rot in my life that actually, well, just leave me to it because there's no hope for me. Well, Jesus says otherwise. He says you're the salt of the earth. In other words, if you follow in his ways, the rot starts with him. It ends. And there's a new way of living and there's a new life. Or perhaps you're here this morning and actually you just feel, well, actually, I'm just missing something in life and I simply don't know what it is. And I search for it everywhere, but somehow I feel completely unsatisfied. I am not fulfilled in my life. What is it? Well, Jesus tells you it's him. It's him. And he asks you to give him your heart and to follow in his ways. And trust me, if you do that, your world is about to be shaken and you'll never be the same again, because he will add flavor to your life and you're truly going to come alive. Jesus says to you this morning, every single one of you here this morning, you are the salt of the earth. If you choose to live his kingdom way and to follow him. Let's pray.